Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know college football is back. We're about 24 hours away from the NFL being back. And right now we're being joined by someone who knows all about the NFL. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion. He's a former Pro Bowler. And he's going to tell us about some of these upcoming games this season and also something that I like to do, eat. He's going to tell us about food. We're being joined by Mark Schlereth. Mark, how are you, man?
Man, I am doing great. Things couldn't be better. I love this time of year, my favorite time of year. The kickoff of the National Football League season is going to be just going to be an awesome time.
All the time. We know that's the case. And your former offensive lineman, I want to get into your food momentarily, but I got to start the conversation off by talking about a few offensive linemen. They've been in the news recently. A few minutes ago before you joined us, we shared with everybody about Jason Peters going from the Eagles, being a legend there, spending time with the Bears, and now he's a member of the Dallas Cowboys. How much do you think he has left in the tank, and what can he contribute to a Cowboys line which has been decimated?
Listen, Jason Peters is not human, okay? I'm just going to tell you right now, that dude is from a different planet. And even last year, playing for the Bears, he was still playing at an exceptionally high level. He's 40 years old. And he's got plenty. Now, it's going to take him probably a week or two, a couple of weeks to kind of get into the groove and to get into kind of football shape. You know, we always joke around, or it's not even a joke. The only thing you do to get into football shape is play football. So it's going to take him a couple of weeks of practice to kind of not only get himself into the football shape, but also to understand kind of what the terminology is, what the offense is. But I will tell you, Jason Peters is still a top-notch NFL left tackle. And so, you know, that's a great move for the Dallas Cowboys to be able to pick him up at this late stage of the game.
When we think about some of the offensive linemen we've seen recently still have amazing careers, it's like guys are lasting longer. We just saw Whitworth decide to hang it up. He's in his 40s. You mentioned Peters. What's the key now to longevity? Is there something different that you see going on now versus what we saw 20 years ago when you played?
Well, I mean, you're not beating the living snot out of yourself in practice anymore. You know, I mean, that we used to, it was a full tilt scrimmage, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before you ever got to the game. So it's completely different how they manage the health of the athletes now. You know, obviously training camp where we had two practices a day, full pads, like full tilt scrimmage level, you know, they practice once a day, half the time they're not in pads anymore. So it's really about the league trying to manage the health of their players and doing a much better job that I think creates longevity. If you're a good player, it can also, there's a double-edged sword to that. You know, if you need the work and you're a very raw player, it's much harder for you to develop as a player without those practice reps. But, you know, like I said, I think most people are willing to trade that development for longevity and health. So, you know, I think that's probably one of the big reasons that guys seem to be lasting a bit longer.
Mark Schlereth is joining us here at the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We know the guy who's lasted the longest plays quarterback, Tom Brady. At 45 years old, we've seen his offensive line go through changes. We saw him take his two-week personal leave. What do you foresee for Brady, that offensive line, and the Buccaneers this season? Are they still going to be in that Super Bowl conversation?
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. You know, I mean, You know, I get that they lost some of their offensive linemen. Ryan Jensen hopefully will be back this season. And so, you know, he's a really good player. But it's funny, I was at this O-line conference a couple months ago, and, you know, and Ryan Jensen was there. And so we were just talking about, you know, being the center for Tom Brady. And he goes, half the time, you know, we're re-identifying a mic, we're changing protection. And Brady's just like, hey, screw it. Don't worry about it. I'll have the ball gone before you ever even have a chance to block a second-level player, you know, before a blitzing linebacker even get to me. So, like, Brady takes a lot of pressure off the guys up front because he's going to get rid of the ball so quickly, and it's going to be so incredibly accurate. So, yeah, there are some concerns there for me, but I think, you know, over the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, they iron out most of those things. They'll be okay. I still think they have an elite level, just talent level from the receiving standpoint, from the running back standpoint, and obviously, you know, with their quarterback. So I think they're going to be okay there. And Brady, you know, I always marvel at his ability at this stage of the game to still play at that level. You know, I asked him, gosh, last year, I was like, dude, what is it about everybody trying to write your bit for the last 12 years, you know? And people, you know, love to write that obit, but he just keeps shoving it up their cans. So, the guy's still playing at an incredibly high level, and I don't expect it to drop at all this year.
Yeah, why not? Another 4,500 plus yards and 30 touchdowns. Let's get to two teams that you played for. Obviously, we know Russell Wilson going from Seattle now to the Denver Broncos. My main man, Dalton Reisner, will be out there helping to protect him. What do you foresee for the Broncos? And then also, not a lot of people talk about Washington. They're obviously known for the Hogs. You played there as well. What are your thoughts on those two squads?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you have a franchise quarterback like you do in Russell Wilson, you got a chance. You know, franchise quarterbacks cover warts. And you know, and essentially, you know, backup quarterbacks expose warts. And the Broncos for the last 6 years have had a bunch of backup quarterbacks playing for them. And, you know, and it exposes the warts of the football team. Now that you have Russell Wilson, you have a legitimate shot to be a playoff contender. I know it's a tough division. I know the AFC West with Justin Herbert, Mahomes, and Derek Carr is incredibly tough, tough division. But you've got a chance to compete for, to me, a wild card spot. I still think Kansas City is the class of that division, but I think it's tight, man. I think it's tight with all four teams. So that's going to be incredibly exciting. And then, you know, the NFC East is interesting. I don't think there's been a repeat. I don't think there's been a repeat champion of the NFC East since the early 2000s when the Philadelphia Eagles did it. So Dallas won the division last year, means they're not going to win it again this year. So it's anybody's ball game. I think the Eagles are an incredibly talented team, but I think Washington is probably sneaky good. And it just depends to me on Carson Wentz. And does he continue kind of regaining his form? He did last year to a degree. Now they missed the playoffs. They lost a game at the end of the season to Jacksonville, which, you know, is inexcusable. But the bottom line is he rectified some of his woes from his late days in Philadelphia, because he was training early in his career before the injuries to be, you know, a star quarterback in this league. So can he continue that progression that he started last year? Can he play at a high level? Because if he can play at a high level defensively, man, especially their defensive front seven, they've got great players. I think their offensive line is probably underrated, and they've got some receivers that can flat out play in Washington.
Well, Mark, I think all things considered, you probably got a little bit of gas left in the tank to go help out a line, no?
As long as they promise not to hit me. You know, it's the hitting thing that is the hitting thing that would deter me.
The three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth here with us. I'm going to talk about the food. Final question before we get into the grub and what you're going to throw down with over the weekend. I'm going to share with everybody my top six list of NFL teams heading into the season. Who do you see as having the best chance to walk away with the Vince Lombardi by the time we get to winter?
Well, I think you look at the AFC, and I know a lot of people are picking the Bills, and I understand they've got such a outstanding roster with a young quarterback, but the AFC is just loaded. You know, we talk about Mahomes, we talk about Justin Herbert, we talk about Joe Burrow, we talk about Lamar Jackson. Like all the young quarterbacks in the National Football League, especially in the AFC, it's ridiculous. And then the NFC is more the old guard, right? We got Aaron Rodgers, we got Tom Brady, we got those older quarterbacks. So we kick off the season with the Rams playing as well. So, like, I just look at the Bills as probably one of the best chances, and it would be great. A Josh Allen versus a Tom Brady. I think that would be a tremendous matchup.
No, it'd be nice to see and look forward to. And we know something that we all do when Super Bowl time rolls around, and every Saturday through college and Sunday is sit down and eat, man. You're an offensive lineman. I know you're much more svelte than back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What are you sitting down to grub on as we watch these games?
Well, I'll tell you what. First, like, one of the things I love about football is it brings us together as a community, as family. You know, we get together, we get to watch. So, when we're homegating or tailgating, the TV's where I start, the award-winning 65-inch OLED C2 series, the best picture quality, realistic colors, crisp, sharp images, no blurring during fast motion scenes, movies, gaming, and what we love, sports. It's the best place to watch it, or the best way to watch it, LG.com. Love pizza as well, right? And no party's complete without pizza. Papa John's right now has their football pizza, thin crust pizza, cut like the shape of a real football. And then Slick Deals, I love this. You know, for all the deals you want, community of millions of people working together to save you money. 12 million users, they vet and vote on the best deals on the internet, the best products, the best price from the best vendors. That's slickdeals.net for everything you need to know.
I appreciate that, Mark. Where can people keep up and follow you as we move along here with the season and get to grubbing, man?
Man, you can check me out on all my social media feeds really easy at Mark Schlereth, Twitter, Instagram, even delving into the TikTok, although I refuse to dance. So anyhow, but you can follow me there. Follow me on Fox. I've got Philadelphia at the Detroit Lions week 1. So can't wait to start off.
Appreciate Mark Schlereth for joining us here. Super Bowl champ, former Pro Bowler.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field, and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage, or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field, or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.